Lieutenant Todd Caulfield says there have been 34 incidents so far this year. Everything from the discovery of meth labs to people finding discarded soda bottles used while producing the drug on the go. He says although the numbers don't look good and the department isn't proud of them, the sheriff's office believes some of that increase is due to better reporting.
Our biggest return for our work that we've been doing is, you know, getting the awareness out there and making the training available for the officers and bringing them up to speed as to what to look for. That has been, as you can see, the numbers don't lie, and that has been beneficial to our training and education.
Caulfield says the sheriff's office has also met with community groups to explain how to identify the signs of methamphetamine production. But he admits the problem isn't going away anytime soon.
To sit here and tell you that it's just a phase or a trend or whatever, I've been in this job for 28 years, to be exact, and you know, when I came on the job, it was the marijuanas and the cocaine and the crack, etc. That's still out there.
And just like with other illegal drugs, an increase in other crimes like robberies and assault has come along with this uptick in meth use. I'm Gino Gerentino for WSKG.